Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Pilots Radio. Love and love the same with your host, Rich Munch. GQ Pilots. GQ Pilots.
GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, this is DJ Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me.
GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
love and entertainment with Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money. GQ Palace, let's go.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey Destruction, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip-Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, grandagent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
I like to welcome all my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living?
GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back.
When they hollin' about room, here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I'll send it up to the greatest and tell them I'm nice too. Plus push some nice goals and ink roll like dudes, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slingin' soccer fields, yeah. You respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Yeah, I don't want that. I send them to the mob, I keep it my bouncy for sure. In the club with no gun, got them taking it off. Can't help that. I'm that that puts it down with the hit. That's it, I'm up in the mind. Back to them home in the throwback. West, 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes when these F's take place. What's the procedure with a gun in your face?
We gon' clap back.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment, and GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back.
Only in the club, room up, popping the bubbly. Get ugly, I hug the snuff closely. But usually, used to see you bouncing on some freak, trying to ride my, I can handle it. Long as they manage to get their in front of my and dance a bit for more chance. I'm catching hate from a glance. But I'm a giant, this man ass, I'm stopping my witness. The backhand, it's not realistic, the game is half, it's not getting twisted. I'm young, black, and gifted, but still at the bottom. It's stuck somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap hotter than Harlem. The dog beware, rulers, I'm the problem. What's the procedure with a gun in your face? When you got one in your waist, this cop back. Hey, I'm come on, gone.
Clap back, gon' clap back.
We gon' clap back.
for sure.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Now tuned in to GQ Palace.
We have a special guest appearance, Anthony Quinn,
one of the biggest record labels going, major record labels going to get out tonight. He's going to be in the building. Universal / multi-platinum record CEO Anthony Quinn will be in the building. So, that's what's going on tonight. So, like I said, the lines is flooded. If you feel you want to press the one, if you have a topic you want to discuss about, feel free to press the one. If not, sit back and enjoy the tunes. This is Rich Money. That was sent for you by the Force MDs, an exclusive. This next one is Anaya, My Baby. Remember, GQ Palace, love and entertainment is Buzz Baby.
My life had ups and downs, so you came in and changed my whole world.
never be afraid to ask me for anything. I just wanna let you know. Yeah. Yeah. Alright. Girl, hold your head up.
GQ Palace Radio.
Don't ever be afraid to ask me for anything. I just wanna let you know. Stay humble. And girl, I never let you go. Only if you want to. So girl, keep your head held high. You'll be alright.
Yes, it's something simple, but it can go a long way. and I'm sure everybody can relate to. The topic is, as for the folks that are listening, you are now on with Angie and from the Diva Squad of GQ Palace Radio. Wednesday nights, catch us at the same number, 646-200-3838. But tonight I'm hanging out with my man, Rich Money, CEO of one of the baddest internet radios in the land, GQ Palace Radio. So y'all come on by and kick it with us. But my topic is flirting considered cheating, or can it lead to cheating?
Ooh. I kind of like that one, though.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that one. You know what?
What do you think, Rich?
It's cheating. I don't think it's cheating, but it could lead to cheating depending on how much you go by flirting with a person, because you could actually lead them on.
Uh-huh. Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? When you lead a person on, that makes them think it's more than what it seems to be.
Right, right. That's true. And, you know, what I think is because you have some people that don't know how to really handle a flirt. You understand what I'm saying? Like, okay, I could walk past a guy, flirt, smile, do whatever, wave, and, you know, one of those little seductive waves. Not that I'm trying to seduce them. Just, you know, something a little feminine. He'd take it like I'm trying to kick it with him or something. You know what I'm saying? And it could go vice versa, you know, which that was just a little harmless flirt. You know what I'm saying? Because as a natural, men and women are attracted to each other, regardless of if you're in a relationship or not. That's just a natural thing. You know, just because you're attracted to something doesn't mean that you actually want to be with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's just a physical thing going on, you know. But, you know, sometimes flirting, like you said, there's different levels. There's a devil at every level. So, you know, it could be something innocent, you know what I mean? Like you said, hi, you wink, or do whatever. And, you know, somebody could take that a little more than what you was given. So it's like, okay.
Well, would you feel like if you're in a club and you're flirting with somebody, do you feel that's the right thing to do? Or do you feel like, in the club is not the appropriate place to be flirting with somebody, because a lot of people take it to another level?
Well, listen, I don't think there's no appropriate place, you know, quote unquote appropriate. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot more flirting goes on in a club than anywhere. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you're involved with somebody, you just have to know your limits as far as being in the club and flirting or whatever. Yeah, you might flirt, walk by, smile, whatever, hi, how you doing or whatever. You could even hold a little conversation. But as far as you already know who you with, where I'm going, you know what I mean? And that has to be made known to whoever you kicking it with right there. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, it's not all bad all the time. Because, I mean, I've had conversations in clubs with dudes, with my dude right in the club with me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's that. I don't think that's it's not an appropriate place. You know, it's no proper place for flirting. It was what I should say. No proper place. You know what I mean?
So would you feel like, okay, if you talking with somebody, you know, you flirt and you smile or whatever, and they get you a drink, do you feel like that's leading them on? They'd be like, well, all right, let me buy you a drink. And you accept. Do you feel like you're leading the dude on when it happens like that?
No. I mean, personally, no. No. Because, you know, maybe he could just be that courteous type. You know what I mean? And I know for myself, like, all right, you bought me a drink. It's not going nowhere. You know what I mean? And again, you have to let this dude know, like, you know what I'm saying? See, a lot of people, they start out lying by not stating their status. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes people don't know what you got going on until you tell them. So you be like, listen, I'm involved with somebody or whatever. It's, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in a club, you dancing, all that, that's where that stays. That's where it stays. But now, listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm listening.
But, I mean, it's been times where you could flirt in church. You understand what I'm saying? You could flirt in church. So, oh, my God. Like I said, that's a natural thing. That comes from the elements. I'm sorry. I mean, a lot of people might not agree with me or agree with that or whatever, but that's just a natural thing. Some people just have it, like, you know what I'm saying? It just comes to them naturally. You, especially somebody that's looking decent, you know what I'm saying? Somebody has a nice look on them, you know, because flirting goes, it comes with the eye, you understand? Because, again, if you don't know a person, you won't know what they got going on in their head or anything until you actually speak to them. So
you wouldn't feel like you putting, giving this guy more information by letting him buy you a drink?
That depends. That depends on the maturity of the person. You understand? The person that's actually buying a drink. Now, you could have some knucklehead go out and try to purchase you a drink, thinking that that's how many drinks does it take you to leave with me type attitude. You know what I'm saying? you can have one of those, but then you do have some ultimate gentleman, like, okay, would you like a drink? Can I buy you a drink? Or whatever. Yes, that's fine. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you know the difference. You could tell by how people act. You know what I mean? Like I said, you got some dude like, he have it in his head already. And you know how you could tell, because then he's stalking your ass all night.
Hello,
yes,
hey,
I'm here.
Lita.
Did you get a topic for this evening?
Yes, I did.
Who is this?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
What is your...
Say it again.
Who are we on with?
This is Lavina. You know my boyfriend?
No, because listen, honey, I ain't trying to blow nothing up. I'm going to text
you.
No. That's not why I asked who was this. You already know.
Yeah.
It could have been Kim. It could have been anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You already said,
hey, Vina.
Hey, Vina. But I caught myself.
That's the executive producer, my soulmate, my baby. So, yeah, I like to get your response to it.
In the building.
So the topic is, this is Angie's topic. Do you consider flirting cheating?
I wouldn't say that it's cheating. I would say that you're setting yourself up for, you know, a little bit of disappointment or failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because I think if you're thinking that you could say a compliment is one thing, but
mm-hmm.
I think it depends on how the person received that compliment.
Uh-huh. Yep, and like I said, it depends on who it's coming from, too, because you got some knuckleheads that their main objective is, I'm going out, I'm going to buy this chick a couple of drinks, and she's going to be leaving with me. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Those drinks you give back. Uh-uh.
Right, but see, those are drinks that, see, me, my attitude is that I don't want anybody to ever say, I'm buying you a drink. I bring my own money. If I don't have money, I'm not going. I'm bringing my own money. I make my own money. I'm buying my own drink. I don't want nobody to buy me no drinks whatsoever.
Okay, let me
nobody
ask
get
you,
the wrong
ask
feeling.
Do y'all feel it? Do you feel it's wrong for a female to buy a man a drink?
To buy a man a drink?
Yes.
I've done that. No.
I think it's the same thing. I bought a man a drink before, but I knew in my mind that I thought he was cute. So
yeah,
I knew what I was doing.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, because you thought he was cute or whatever, you buy him a drink and kept him moving. You ain't trying to lead him on and think anything else is happening, or none of that. You know what I'm saying? And that's just common courtesy, number one. And number two, you satisfying yourself doing that. You know what I mean? You really wasn't looking for nothing from him. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was. He was just being nice. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's just, I don't know. I guess nowadays, things just got so ratchet till you don't want nobody to buy you a drink. No more, you might switch up a minute. You might switch up a minute or something like that. No, thank you. I'm good. I just had a drink.
You see, but
so,
I feel like flirting is considered cheating depending on the length that you take that. Now, if you're talking to somebody and y'all having a wrestle, and you just sitting there giggling, and they laughing, touch and touch or whatever, and y'all both have somebody that's flirting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it gets to the point where, okay, don't get me wrong, not all men, majority of men, are dogs, like everybody say. Now, you're talking to this person.
Listen, Lavina, what's that laughing at that?
Listen.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Now you're talking to the person or whatever, so he asks to buy you a drink. He gets you, you say yes or whatever, you get him a drink. Now, if you're not interested or whatever, you understand, do you feel you should have took that drink? Because you know once a dude buy you a drink, he's going to follow you around all night.
He's going to talk the mess out of you.
All right? So a lot of females already know this. You understand? So what females do is, not to hurt the guy's feeling, they keep flirting with him.
Mm-hmm. Because they thirsty. And again, like, because probably they don't be having no money. Like, I ain't bring no money, so I gotta keep pacifying these dudes so I can get my drink on. Like, come on, at least come with enough money to buy your first two drinks, and then whatever else happens. You should be good and toasty after that. So
I'm gonna tell you, back in the day when I first started going out, I was going out with one of my friends, and she never brought money. When I tell you the chick had all these drinks all night long, she had drinks all night long. We had little VIP things to get in free to the club. I never forget it. We skip the line with the little pass and everything. We get into the club for free. Here I am buying my drinks. This one particular guy buying her drinks. I knew what he wanted. She knew what he wanted. She knew she wasn't going to give him none. He spent a lot of money on her that night. And I laughed right in his face. I thought it was funny because you boo-boo the fool.
Look,
you know,
he buying the drinks, and she probably dancing with everybody else in the club.
She dancing with everybody else. He ain't even cop a feel, okay? You ain't even get a feel. You ain't nothing at all. You ain't even get a grind dance.
Oh, my God.
You looking like boo-boo the fool.
Wow.
So I got some, but to me it's like, come on, if you feel like that dude have a reason to be mad at that situation, because some dudes take it to another level. He should be mad at himself. He bought that bait, you know what I'm saying, he bit that. So, you know, he couldn't see after the second or third drink that she wasn't digging him.
And he still was buying them. That's his fault. You was boo-boo the fool.
My thing is, after that first drink that you buy somebody, if that person really not giving you no conversation whatsoever, then you know what it is.
She's leading him on then.
Yeah.
She sure did. She sure did.
Yeah, see, that was
now,
definitely.
Now, would that guy have been wrong to diss her in a club?
You can't diss somebody in a club when you buying drinks for that person. You the fool, not them.
Yeah, see, but you got to realize, that's understandable. You understand? But you gotta see, I can't tell you to see it on a man's point of view because you're not a man. You understand? But like I said, majority of men are dogs. So if they buy you that drink, they buy you that drink for a reason. Now, if you go on a date with somebody and they spend a couple of, let's say $50 to $100 on you, do you feel like you should have sex with them?
No, that ain't no money. Can you spend more money than that on me? Like, come on.
No.
$50 to $100 on a first date, that's nothing.
Yeah, that's something.
When you go out. Yeah, when you go out on a first date.
Okay, listen. For,
like, come on.
Right, for y'all, it might not be nothing, but for another female, it might be something. Remember, back then, I know back then, you buy a female pair of sneakers, whether it was Reebok Classic for like $25, $30, you was getting some.
My grandma always said, don't buy the woman those shoes because they're going to use those shoes to walk out your life. But I'm just saying.
No, you know what? I'm not saying to walk out your life. It was just the fact of buying it for them. So
well, you know them old women and their superstitions.
Exactly. Right.
You ain't supposed to buy a man a watch. You ain't supposed to buy no man a watch. And you ain't supposed to buy no women's sneakers.
A woman no shoes. That's right. And rich money, I'm giving you
a man
myth.
A watch? I ain't never heard that before.
Once the watch stops, so does the relationship.
Oh, Lord.
I just threw a myth at you. That's all I did. I threw a lovely myth at you.
Yeah.
Because that's what my grandma said. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, listen, my grandmother's the same way. We could have a whole show full of superstitions and metaphors from her.
That's right. Right.
See, but do y'all believe all those superstitions, though?
No.
I just think some of them are very
comical. What makes the one of buying the shoes and a watch so believable?
She just threw that out there.
Right. I just threw it out there, but it depends how you take it. Like, me personally, do I believe it? No, I don't. But at the same time, there's people out there that do. So depending on the relationship that they're in or how they were brought up, they're not going to let you buy them those shoes because that's how they were brought up and that's the belief that they have. I threw a myth out there to you.
Let me ask y'all a question. Is a gold digger a mere prostitute?
I don't think so.
You know what? Of course you're not going to think so because you're a female. But
okay. Enough with the female joke thing. I'm a female.
It's two parts. Listen.
Right. But Rich Money, you know me. I think like the female and the male. I'm not just sexist.
You have to.
You would know that a gold digger is somebody that wants something from a dude. You understand? Mm-hmm. And it's just like buying a drink. If you're a gold digger and the dude know you're a gold digger, he's going to do his best to get something from you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
In a way it is, and in a way it's not.
Exactly. Like,
a prostitute is what? A prostitute is somebody who has sex for money. A gold digger
exactly.
also.
But buying
a gold
drink,
digger
you have
also,
sex
listen,
two different
listen,
things.
Listen. A gold digger is also somebody who has sex for money, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
But the question was what? I'm sorry.
The question was, do you think a gold digger is a mere prostitute?
Okay. All right. And I stand by my answer. Okay.
Listen, that's totally your opinion.
That's your opinion.
Right.
But you can't make me change my opinion. That's my opinion.
I mean, I say it's just a form of prostitution. I do, because if you're with this person solely because for his money, and 9 out of 10 gold diggers don't work, so they don't even have their means of financial gain or anything. They're dependent on whoever they're dealing with. That's the same thing a prostitute does. You're just not standing out on a corner. So that's my opinion on it. I kind of think so.
Okay, and I don't think so. Only because in my mind a prostitute is someone that has sex for money. A gold digger is someone that uses someone to get to the next level, at the next level of advancement in their life. That's my definition of a gold digger. Yes, a gold digger can have sex. You know, I can have sex for money, if that's the perception in their head of being a gold digger. But I think that both men and women can both be prostitutes and gold diggers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's just as many men that do it than women.
Exactly.
The thing is, men try to keep theirs undercover. Because of their egos and different things, whatever, you know. They look for cougars. They look for older women to do that with. Yep. They're not looking for the young chicks because the young chicks are looking for the sugar daddies to take care of them. So they're looking for the older chicks that's out there with a little change, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, they giving up them goods. Matter of fact, he's her boy toy. So... Yeah, men do it. It's not just about the women. Women in this situation.
Wait, can y'all hold on for a minute? We have another call.
Sure.
Bring them on.
Yep.
Hey. Hello, caller. State your name, where you're from, and tell your two topics so we can get on with it. If some of our boys got a call, because I know they're on the computer.
This is the fabulous Miss T.
Hey, Miss T. Uh-oh. He's
happy
already, y'all.
Hey.
Okay.
What's going on? What y'all talking about?
Wait, y'all talking at the same time. Okay. The topic is cheating considered flirting? I mean, is flirting considered cheating? I'm sorry. And do you think flirting always leads to cheating?
Not always. I mean, but I ain't with that man flirting with nobody else. Flirt with me. I can. Now, you want to play the game, I can flirt just as good as you can.
That's
if
right.
not better.
Okay, let me ask you something. Let me ask all y'all ladies something. Let me ask all y'all ladies something, okay? All y'all. Let me
Shoot
ask
it.
Y'all something.
Shoot.
Okay, you in a club, and you're, now a lady knows whether she's going to have a sex with a guy within 3 seconds once she look at them. Within 3 seconds, she knows she's going to have sex with that guy for that night. Okay? Okay,
right.
3 seconds. Okay, now, you're in a club. You see a guy. Okay? Now, he comes and he talks to you. Right? Now, first, you're having a conversation. He buys you a drink. Would you accept that drink?
Hey, yeah, I must accept. Yeah.
Okay, but you have somebody.
But now, wait a minute. Don't get me wrong now. If I'm with my man, right? I'm not going to be good to go. No.
But even,
you know,
you can't do that. Because even if you're with your man and you go somewhere and you look at a dude, within 3 seconds, you know, whether or not there, if I wasn't with my man, even if I was single, I would have sex with this dude.
Wait a minute now. I ain't going to have sex with him just for no drink. He going to have sex with me a drink.
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't finish that whole thing yet.
Oh,
I'm just
sorry.
Asking. Would you accept the drink?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay, can you ask the question again?
I'm
sorry.
No. That, you know, thanks for the drink, but I'm going back to my little spot, too. Well, but actually, he's going to have to bring it to my spot because I'm not going to go get up in his face, you know, because a lot of females and males do that just for that person to buy him a drink.
Okay, so you're telling me you see this guy. Let's say you got a man, but you're in a club with your girl. You see this guy. You attracted to him. You know, in 3 seconds, if you wanted to, you could have sex with him. He comes and he talks to you. I have a conversation. He gets you a drink and you're not going to accept it.
I just said I would accept the drink.
I'm not going to accept it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to accept
you're
it.
You're saying you wouldn't accept it.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because you did say that you're in a relationship, but you're out with your friend, you're out with your girls, and you see a guy that you're attracted to, and the guy offers to buy you a drink. Would you accept it? Is that what you just said?
Key point. Okay, you listen to very well. Now, let's get to the person that said they will accept it. Okay,
right.
So now you're flirting with the guy. Okay, like I said, you have a man already. You know, because don't get me wrong, no offense to us females, but some of y'all are sneaky, just like cats, okay? Let's get to that.
Listen, we
already did the men, but I'm not going to keep badgering the men, and y'all women are sneaky as well. It's a visual thing, I'm saying on both sides. Now, listen to what I'm saying.
Women.
Now, you get the drink, all right? You accept the drink and everything. Now, it comes to the point where y'all talking, you're conversing, now you're flirting. And he says to you, okay, can I have your number?
Oh.
No.
Oh. Hell to the no.
No, that's going a little bit too far now. Just because you bought me a drink.
Now listen to what you just said, okay? It's a man. You're in a club with your girls. Within 3 seconds, like I said, you know, if you want to have sex with this man, you're talking to him. The conversation went with him. He buys you the drink. Okay? Y'all dancing. Now he asks you for your number, and you're going to tell me you're not going to give it to him?
No. Now, see, and until the other caller just now, she really came out. No, when she said that...
You got me all screwed up. You got her all discombobulated. I'm listening. You can't take the number. We're like, you know what? Thank you for a nice evening. Thank you for the drink. And you got to keep it moving. Ain't no number exchanging. Because you said you're already in a relationship, number exchanging.
Okay. Let's say you tell him that. And he tells you, okay, well, I know you're attracted to me because I'm attracted to you, and this might be the last chance we get to see each other. Like I said, 3 seconds, you know whether or not you're going to have sex with this person.
I ain't giving it up for
the
one
night.
Okay.
That's fantasy.
No, 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 no at this point.
Okay.
We ain't talking about giving it up that night. Remember, we talking about you giving him his number. Somebody just said, no, you know, we have a good night, set to set, let it go.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, what if he come at you and say that?
Wow. Woo, it make you want to sleep with him even more, ain't it?
things that make you go,
Things that make you go, But nah, you still have to back that down in your head. You got to back that down. Back yourself down.
But see, I'm a little clueless. Maybe I'm just a little different breed here. I'm a little different because back in my player days, granted, I would do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do
right.
And I make those decisions, you know. But when you start to say, okay, well, you're in a relationship and you go out with your friends, and when you go out to the club with your friends, you see someone you're attracted to. Okay, well, you're attracted to the man that you have at home. Okay, so that's the first, to me, red flag of your question that you're asking. You're saying you see someone you're attracted to, meaning what? You see someone that you think is cute, and that person offers to buy you a drink. Well, if you're in a relationship, why would you accept a drink from another man anyway? That doesn't make sense to me, and you're in a relationship.
It doesn't make sense to me. It's my opinion. But I can because
that's my opinion.
Yeah, well, that's true.
What you said.
Everybody got their own opinion. It doesn't make sense to me. How about that? To me, it doesn't make sense. With your question,
okay, yeah,
and then
okay,
when you saying 3 minutes of between 3 seconds of meeting the person, you know whether or not you want to sleep with them. Where you meet people at? Because when you first meet somebody, to what? According
that's
to what?
Where
your facts at?
No.
What book are they in?
I'm not going to say that I'm going to sleep with him just because I bought a drink. Well, again, because you're looking
with your eyes. That's just the physical attraction. You understand what I'm saying? People are attracted to different things about others. You understand?
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You can have somebody that looks the bomb or whatever, but you're disconnected from their personality or vice versa. You understand what I'm saying? So people are attracted to different things. So, I mean, I don't know where that statistic came from. It could be possible. It could be a statistic or whatever where 3 seconds you'll know. But
I'm like, you know, again, now
we're looking with our eyes and like, wow.
Right.
He's sexy.
Exactly.
Or she's sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again. You said looking with your eyes.
Yeah, this is
saying,
with your eyes. This
wow,
all this is
sexy.
What you see, the visual.
Right.
So,
you're not saying, wow, he can get my phone. Come on. You're not saying, wow, he can
but
get
now,
it.
But now, once you see this thing and then he comes over to you and say, can I buy you a drink or whatever, this is where you got to step in like, no, thank you. You understand what I'm saying? No, thank you. I'm good.
Right.
This is where
okay,
you gotta back yourself down. You have to control yourself. You can't control what nobody else does. You can't you can't stop him from buying you a drink. He can buy it all day long, but it's up to you whether you accept it or not.
Exactly. You have to know your own self.
That other theory, I don't know about that.
Well, I was out for the drink over the weekend. I ain't accepted, you know. And I was flirting. I ain't gonna lie, I was flirting, but it wasn't that I wanted to sleep with him.
I don't want to sleep with.
I mean, again, there's different levels. You know what I'm saying? There's different levels. So you have some people that can talk nasty, all kinds of stuff. You have a perversion flirt, or you can be walking by somebody and just innocently wave or wink or do something, that kind of flirt or whatever. You have office flirts where people work together and flirt with each other all the time. You know what I'm saying? So there's different levels to that. So
it depends on the person's weakness. So if they were taken further or pursued.
Exactly. That's what I said earlier.
So
not everybody can take an innocent flirt. They take it like, oh, she's trying to get with me, and you know what I'm saying, to the point where he has feelings that you don't. You know what I mean?
All right. So my question for you guys, even Mr. Rich Money also. My question is because there's a lot of focusing on the women.
The woman, right. Right.
Right. So my question is when I'm asking for Rich Money, when a guy sees someone that, has a big booty or a big breast or whatever the case may be, they know and the statistics show
that 3 seconds after they see that person, they know whether or not they're going to smash or not. I'm just
there
curious.
You go. There you go.
Okay,
I think that's a fantasy.
I'm
going to
ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I'm
answer that, please.
See, when a guy sees a girl with a big butt, he don't think about whether he's going to smash and think sweat. He's thinking, damn, I want to hit that. That's what he's thinking.
Hit that and smash is the same thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I learned that from my patients at
okay.
the job.
Okay, if a guy sees a girl with a big butt, all right, and she walk by, the thing that's going to come, he's going to think about sex, but he ain't going to think about, damn, can I smash that in 3 seconds? 3 seconds. It's a different thing between a man and a woman. A guy is going to think, damn.
Okay, but you didn't understand my question. A guy is going to say to himself, like, damn, I want to smash that, or damn, I'll do something crazy to, he'll probably think in his mind, like, all right, damn, I could take that to a whole nother level.
You want to say, he's not going to think like within 3 seconds, because you got to realize, it's harder for a guy to get a female than it is for a female to get a guy.
Right, but you took the question like way to the left. My question was you gave the example of a woman knows within 3 seconds of seeing a guy if she wants to have sex with him, right?
Exactly.
So I reversed the same question back to you. That was a yes or no answer. You kind of went
true.
To the well. He says so he
no,
might say
no,
smash.
Not,
he went
to the left field on that one.
Listen.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I asked that question. You asked the same question and vice versa. Am I right?
Exactly. But you didn't answer it.
Okay. So I'm telling you is a guy thinks different from a female. A guy not going to think in 3 seconds. Listen to what I'm saying. You got to listen to the metaphor of it. A guy is not going to think in 3 seconds if you go to a club and you see a shorty with a flat butt like. Oh, in 3 seconds, I could get that. Because it's harder for a guy to get a female than it is for a female to get a guy. A guy is going to think, damn.
All right.
Listen, a guy is going to think, damn, I want to smash that. Or maybe I could smash.
Your answer is yes.
If you got a female walking down the street, right?
A B the random bush.
Listen. If you got a female that's walking down the street, right, and she comes to a bunch of guys, whether she's fat, whether she's black, whether she's ugly, I don't care what she is. It's going to be one guy out of that bunch that's going to be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to hit that. But now, if you got a guy coming to a female, a bunch of females, they're going to be looking like,
I need help with this, ladies.
Yeah.
Help me with this. So Rich Money's answer, because he went all the way around the block and back again. Okay. He did. All honesty, he did.
He went the whole football field.
Ask your question again.
Do it slowly.
My question was the same question he asked, but I flipped it and forwarded it to the male. He said, when a female looks at a guy, she knows within 3 seconds that she wants to sleep with him. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I said, for a guy now, when a guy sees a female, does he know within 3 seconds that he wants to sleep with her, is what I said.
Absolutely. That's their first
thought.
Thank
you. Thank you. Because Rich Money brought it to, he might say he want to hit it, or no, it's harder for a male to get a female. He went all the way around there, and I just wanted the yes or no answer of, does that
mean the guy
is the same way,
or no, the guy is not. And from a woman's standpoint, from a woman's point of view on that issue right there, women don't go in with that notion, all right, in 3 seconds, I'm going to sleep with him. The women are more into the material things as far as that matter. You know what
they're
I'm saying?
Talking,
like, oh, what kind of job does he have? What kind of car
is
he driving? Before we say we're going to sleep with him. That's the difference.
A woman is calculating from the shoes all the way to the jewelry that he got on his neck.
Yes.
Thank
you.
That's what the female is doing. That's why
I said,
okay.
I lost contact with that.
You better
Say that again.
You better find some more dons to help you out, buddy, because you ain't going to win this one.
Wait, say that again.
You better find some more dons to get on the line, because you ain't going to win this fight.
Because the answer from a guy and the answer from a female, I think the female just clarified the guy answer and the female answer.
Absolutely.
But you didn't really answer it. You kind of went around the block to how hard it might be for a male to get a female, and that wasn't what I was asking.
Right.
What I was asking is the immediate thought of when you see that female is what I was asking. And you kind of went all over.
No, see, but
now,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, okay, but what's my question? Is that answer for you?
Y'all wasn't listening to what I was saying.
No, but we actually we heard what you said, and what you said is probably true, but that's not what she was asking.
Thank you.
I answered her question. I said no, but then you have to think
you,
about
you went and left, right, center field and all of that and still didn't come to home plate.
Oh, my gosh.
What, Rich Money?
But no, this book on for real though.
Literally,
women,
he ready to put all of us on mute, probably.
Yeah, but women. That's, I mean, we might ask about the jank, but this is after we've seen everything else that's going on. You understand what I'm saying?
Look, I'm gonna tell you.
That's
back
not
in,
the first thing.
But back in the day, and I think all the females that's on the line can vouch for it. But whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, back in the day, let's just say when you were in the single days. When you were in the single days and you looked at somebody, you were able to calculate, depending on how good your skills were, you were able to calculate exactly what he had on and how much he spent for it.
Yeah, thank,
thank
you.
And back in, but look, and
you
back
right.
in the day for me,
okay, you know
that
what?
Let me know if
but
I was
talking about the movie Sprung, okay? You can't calculate it. Back then,
listen, I know if you got some shoes on from the $10 store or not.
And a suit from Goodwill,
rainbow.
Right?
It's
you know
that
if that suit
rainbow.
Is from Goodwill, too, right?
But y'all
that's
listen
right.
to me. We have to answer.
No,
because
you ain't making no
because...
sense right now. We don't want to hear you.
Listen, watch them out. I have the mute
You
button.
Don't answer
okay.
us, though.
Watch them out. I have the mute button.
Right. But, Rich, you're not answering
to
us if you want us
listen,
to answer
hello,
you.
Hello. I have the next segment on the line.
Okay. We would like for your next segment to also get in on this conversation too.
Then y'all might get mad because they're gonna agree with the men situation.
It's okay.
You
listen, you know how we do. You know how the divas do. If that don't back us down.
Can you answer the question?
Listen. It's True Sky coming on. They got their new joint. They doing big things. They got this joint called Looking for Love featuring Waka Flocka. And, you know, they got their other joint, Playing with Your Body. We're going to get into that. It's an R&B group. They doing big things. So if y'all want to stay on the line, feel free to stay on the line so y'all can hear what they talk, you know, what's their next step, and also hear their music and give y'all, you know, point of view on it.
Can you first answer the question, though?
Crazy.
Say that again?
Can you answer the question first?
I did answer the question. I said no, but y'all wasn't listening. Y'all, all y'all females on the line, y'all so busy wanna yapping.
You went to left center and right field and never made the home plate. I ain't hear no.
I said no. You know why? You probably got company. You ain't wanna hear no. That's what it was.
I love you too, Mr. Rich Money.
But listen, y'all can stay on the line because we have Pure Scott coming up next. They're doing big things. Matter of fact, since y'all the Diva Squad, we can continue this on Wednesday. We can continue it next
week. We
show
can.
We can do it like that.
We show the
all
can.
Right. Okay. But y'all stay on the line because coming up next, we got Pure Scott and they're doing big things, all right?
What's their name?
Pure Scott.
Oh, Pure Scott? I thought he said Gil
Sky. S-K-Y-E, Sky.
Okay.
So stay right there. If you want to comment to their music, feel free to, you know, press that one button. The lines is flooded. Press the one button. Let them know what you feel about their music. If you have any questions for them, feel free. It's 4-4 male. They do anything. You know what I mean? They take it to another level. So stay right there and don't move. All right? This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
The show.
The show.
I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio.
New York, please talk to them, Otis.
Feel mighty fine.
Show y'all how we do this, man.
I got music on my radio.
Dynamic duo. Batman and Batman.
I feel like I'm gonna kiss you.
Shout out to all you Robins.
Looking for Love featuring Waka Flocka and Play With Your Body. Now, before we even get into all that, let us know, how did y'all come up with the name Pure Sky?
Well, we came up with Pure Sky thinking that, you know, being his daughter, that we'd really be able, you know, we're really able to sing, you know. Voices is very pure, you know, nowadays a lot of, you know, stuff is mechanical through the auto-tune and stuff like that. But, you know, people ask us all the time, are we able to sing? So, you know, we just, you know, flat out being able to sing live. We feel as though we can take our voices, you know, sky's the limit, you know, and that's, we put it together and that's how we came up with the name.
Now, let me ask you, it's for y'all, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Now, how did y'all meet up? Like, who's your, who actually started the group to where, you know, like, all right, you know, I want to bring Casanova in. And, you know, let us know how y'all started. How did y'all meet up to start the group?
Well, what happened was, you know, of course, you know, we born and raised in Philadelphia. Shouts out to Philly. You know,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We love our city. Born and raised in Philadelphia. We came up together as youngins, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody had, you know, hailed from a different neighborhood, you know, Northwest, South Philly, Germantown, you know. And, you know, we were, like, in different, you know, like different teams. You know, it's kind of like, it's like if you could try to pick, like, the best singers from different groups to create one group, that's kind of like how we felt, you know, it came about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and henceforth, you know, Pure Sky was born.
Okay. Now, also, see, I'm managed by Taj from XWV.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. That's right.
Shout out to Taj. Okay, now, how did y'all get connected with that?
Through the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
Through the grace of God.
We came to Atlanta, and we met a cousin of hers, and she heard us sing, and from there it was history. Introduce the child.
Okay. Now, let me ask y'all something. I want each one of y'all, now let me get the names again right. You said it's Casanova, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else is it?
You got your boy Melion Music.
You got your boy The Fantasy.
Melion Music.
Yeah. My bad. Real
Fantasy. And who else?
My bad. It's the, you know, it's the boy Crown P. I'm real late.
Okay. Crown P. All right. Because, you know what, I want to ask y'all. This is the question, all right?
Okay.
Who's the moody one? Who's the loud one? Who's the nasty one? And who's the calm one?
Well, this is the Fantasy. I'm the calm one.
Oh, this is your boy Melion Music. I mean, I'm the wild card. You know, I'm the ball. I'll jump off stage and go stage, you know, stage surfing, so to speak. Casanova, I guess. I mean, if you can, Casanova kind of speaks for itself. But if you want me to elaborate, it's all about the, you know, sensual music, the love making, sex. You know, Casanova was a great lover. Plus, he also had a way with words. So that's how I pretty much summed up that name. But it's That's not fabricated. That's all real stuff. And it's
okay.
It's your boy Crown P. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my name speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? So, best of all the women. You know, it is what it's going to be.
Now, these questions for y'all individually. What's the best thing about being in a group, and what's the worst thing about being in a group? We're gonna start off with Mellow Music. Go ahead.
I would say the best thing about being in a group is, you know, being able to depend on the man from, you know, on your left and on your right, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing like when everybody's in sync and you doing something as one and the crowd can see that and feel that, you know what I'm saying? And then also that harmony that's created as well. Like, it's nothing like that. But as far as, you know, if it had to be any downfalls of being in a group, you know, some days I take these dudes. they wake me up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go jogging and go work out, do push-ups and crunches or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And we just got in like 2 o'clock that morning from doing a show out in Rochester or something like that. So, you know.
That's what I'll
tell you.
All right, let's go with fantasy.
Yeah, this is the fantasy. The best thing about being in a group, because I really don't have a downfall in being in a group. It's family for me. It's like a family away from a family, you know? So that's basically it for me. It's just my family on a roll with me at all times.
Okay, Crown P.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fantasy definitely, you know, got that summed up for me. I mean, I love these boys, man. You know, I wouldn't trade, you know, these dudes in for the world, you know. And if anything, when I'm out in the world, you know, they got my back at all times. Like the best thing about being around, you know, three brothers. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't have no worst thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no worst thing.
All right, Casanova.
To me, it's just about it's a brotherhood. You know, it's a unity. It's all about standing together as four men. You know what I mean? And you know, when you see us on stage, we come together as a force. And when I think you put that on stage and it looks unified, it represents something. It represents the fact that we can work together, because a lot of people, you know, have that perception that not just say African American, but men have a tendency not to really be able to work together and be successful in business. To me, when I see that and I look to on my left or my right and I see four, you know, African American, you know, working together to strive for a goal, it says a lot. And that's the benefit of being in a group, to allow to show people that, you know, we can be men, young men in the game, you know, pushing forward to be successful in business. The downfall, of course, everybody has sometimes they have different agendas or different egos, or, you know, sometimes it may fly off the wall. We may have a little disagreement. That's just pretty much the downside to that, because everybody have different ideas. But just because you have a different idea doesn't mean that it's a bad idea. It's just the fact that we got to work with the best one. And that's really pretty much it, the hardest part about being in the group. We just got to come to a common ground and make it work. But as you can see, Pure Sky is always here to say, we make it work.
I definitely feel you on it. Now, for each one of y'all, we're going to start off with Mellow Man, Mellow Music, all right? How old was you when you first started?
Mellow Music? Yeah.
Yeah, Mellow Music. That's not your name?
No, it's your boy Melion Music. You know, it's cool, though.
I forgot the Melion. My bad. You don't want to get it right.
You good.
People get mad when they say GQ Radio on the GQ Palace. So, Melion, I got you, fam. Melion. So, how old was you when you first started singing? And who influenced you to start singing?
I mean, when I first started singing, I first realized I actually had something. I literally was 11, and the irony is, it was like I was listening to my manager on the radio at the time. You know what I'm saying? SWV had the number one single in the country. That was Weak at the time. You know, and I'm in my room singing the note for note, and I come to realize, like, oh man, I think I can sing. You know. I mean, so, they didn't have that number one single then. At the time, I thought it was the number one single. But it was just on the radio, and I'm like, it got to be number one. Otherwise, from there on out, it was like the groups of the times, you know, back in the day, you know, like, you know, Jodeci, Profile, Ideal, 112,
yeah.
Jagged Edge, like, you know, I literally see myself doing exactly what they do, but they influence me like crazy.
I definitely feel you on that. Okay, fantasy. How old was you when you first started seeing that influence you?
I was between, I think, 12 and 13. Michael Jackson really inspired me. I used to do the little talent shows trying to, you know, emulate Michael Jackson. So I grew up listening to Michael Jackson.
Shouts out to Moonwalker.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that moonwalk. Everybody loves that moonwalk.
Yeah. So basically, okay. You know, MJ.
Okay, Casanova.
What inspired me was the first time I was in the house, and I think what really started me off was listening to Keith Sweat, Make It Last Forever. You know, my mom was around the house. You know, she was straightening, combing her hair, and I was just wondering why, you know, she was playing this song, but it done something to me. Also, what further inspired me is when I heard about, like, Boyz II Men, when they came out, and I looked at their stuff on YouTube, and I just seen that harmony and that unity that they had, and they, you know, and the fact that they were from Philly and they were successful, that's what really, you know, struck it for me, and it sold me. And I, you know, from that moment on, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Okay, Crown P.
Yeah. I mean, to be totally honest with you, I don't even remember. When I first started singing, man, it seemed like I've been singing since I was born, you know. Coming up, I used to dance in the living room, man, you know. You know, shouts out to James Brown and all them cats, you know, like, coming up, I was never really a newbie, you know. I'm young in age, but it's like I'm old. I got this old soul, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, James Brown and, you know, and, you know, I still love my Chris Browns and my Trey Songz and all that stuff, you know, it's crazy.
Now, if y'all had to open up for anybody in the industry, who would it be and why that's out right now? Any artists?
Shout out to my manager, SWD, you know, they always on tour.
Of course that's going to be the main. Let's exclude SWD right now.
If anything, it's a lot of good tours going on right now, man. You got, like, you know, Maybach is still touring, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got Nigo still on tour, you know, right now. Pain is out everywhere. It's hard to say, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because there's a lot of people on tour doing a lot of big things. Like, shout out to Wiz Khalifa. He definitely got a good tour going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Okay. Now, when y'all go on stage, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, man.
As well as when y'all go on the booth, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Chilling. Yeah, to put on a show for the fans, man. I mean, shout out to the fans of our fans out there, women and men. But, you know, our show's mainly strictly for the women, man. Like, we love the women, man. They support us heavily. So when we step on stage, it's like to put on a good show for the fans, man.
Okay, so what's the first thing that comes to mind when y'all step in the booth, when y'all go to record?
First thing we think about all day is, you know, how can we, you know, relate, you know, to the rest of the world, the rest of the universe. It's not about our neighborhood. It's not about our state. It's not about the region. It's about the world. You know, we make music for everybody. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to be like the biggest group ever. Not the biggest group in Atlanta, not the biggest group in Houston, not the biggest group in Greece. Everywhere.
Okay, let's get into one of y'all singles real fast. I want to say Looking for Love. Let's get into Play With Your Body. Tell us about that. Who could we go to? Let's go to Crown P.
Okay. I'm glad you called on me. Well, Play With Your Body is definitely one of them things for the women, strictly for the women, fellas. You got to go out and get this because these ladies is going to love you for it. You know what I'm saying? Play With Your Body is nothing but just an explanation as to what we're supposed to be doing to them. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So you know what, fellas? I want y'all to introduce that next single, right there.
Okay. Well, it's your boy, Pure Sky. And the name of this new single out that's going to be popping out on y'all radios is called Play With Your Body.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Love and entertainment
with Rich Money.
say, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Baby, Butter Baby.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Baby,
Butter Baby, Butter Baby.
Do you specifically if somebody come up to y'all and be like, all right, you know, I want y'all to collaborate with me, do y'all have problems with that? Or do y'all discuss it with everybody in the group? Let's go with Casanova for that one.
I mean, yeah, like I said, you know, in regards to this business, that's how we look at it. So, yeah, we do ask each other, you know what I mean, what do you think about it? But pretty much if it's a green light or it's a unanimous decision, and to be honest with you, if it's an undeniable, you know, situation, collaboration, we go with it, man. But if we got other local artists that want to collab and they got some heat to the table, I mean, we don't got no problem with collabing with anybody at all.
Okay, Fantasy, let me come to you. Now, when it comes to writing the songs, do y'all collaborate together, or do one person write each song, or do y'all each put y'all input on it?
We all put our input on it. It's just if we fill in the track, we come together and decide the hook, first verse, second verse, whatever, you know, the bridge. So it's really a collective, you know, part that everybody plays a part of writing.
Okay. Now, Crown P, because I had somebody I want to speak to you about, I'm going to put them on in 1 minute. But let me ask you, do y'all use one producer, or do y'all use random producers when it comes to producing your songs? Crown P, you're breaking up.
I'm here. You know, people that are from all over the world, and you know, we get tracks from Germany, from Japan, from Philly, California, you know. So we never really want to, you know, keep ourselves in a box when it comes to that. You know, we like to just try to, you know, keep it fresh, keep it, you know, get some different production, because you never know what you'll get coming through email. So, you know.
Okay, we have somebody that pressed the one they want to speak to y'all. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, caller, are you there? Yes, you on the air?
Yes, I am.
You have Phil Scott on the line.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Well, that track that I heard was like banging, and I like that.
Okay,
you know, and
okay,
I want to tell you guys, definitely keep up the good work. And I also want to ask, you know, with it being, even though it's four of you guys, does it interfere your home life? You know, like going out to have to do, you know, shows or anything?
Well, this is the Fantasy. Not really. My kids misses me, but other than that, it doesn't bother, you know, it doesn't interfere
right.
with anything.
Oh, okay. Are y'all planning on doing, like, do you have videos with the music?
Right now, we're just building the stage, you know, as far as videos and the singles and the recording and all that stuff right now. We will, in a few months, we will, though, because everything will be ready to drop.
Oh,
the
that's
reality,
cool.
The reality TV show, SWB Reunited, will be on that. The song with Waka Flocka, the thing with Waka Flocka, that's going to be on, that's going to be hitting commercial radio. That's right. That's actually gearing up to go, like, now. And, you know,
that's
and
cool.
You know, we'll be looking to also, finish up this tour, the mini tour that we on.
Oh, that's awesome. So do you all have any, like, shows or any events up, you know, soon or where we...
Where are you located at?
I'm in New Jersey.
You in New Jersey. Well, shout out
yeah.
to New Jersey. You know what your rules.
Yeah,
right,
I'm in Asbury. I'm in
up
Asbury
in the
Park.
East side. Okay, Asbury. Okay, I mean, because we spend a lot of time recording in Jersey. Yes.
Oh, okay. Wait
yeah,
a minute. Where you be in Jersey?
What'd you say?
Where you be in Jersey?
Burlington.
Wait, now, you know what? I'm going to have to definitely get on y'all page because, what, I'm about 45 minutes from Burlington.
Okay. I mean, well, we
so
got
most
some shows.
Definitely.
We got some shows coming up. Like I said, we on this mini tour. We in Milwaukee, then Chicago, then down to Tennessee, then to Miami, then to L.A.,
wow.
then back. So, I mean,
that's
like, we got... this mini tour, you know, we trying to come back up north, you know, and...
Uh-huh.
love, man. Back to New York, back to New Jersey, back to Philly, Delaware, you know.
Oh, well, you know, if, even if you go to Philly, that's cool with me because I can do that, too.
Okay. Well, we
I can
well,
do Philly,
your,
too.
What's your name?
I'm T.
T, well,
T.C. Actually, just let Rich Money know, and he would definitely let me know. But
okay.
I would look for you guys, you know, on what is your Facebook, you know, for all of you?
What you can do is you can go to Facebook and write and put in Pure Sky, P-U-R-E-S-K-Y-E.
Okay.
P-U-R-E-S-K-Y-E. We should come right up. Also, you can go to Instagram at Pure Sky Music. You can go to Twitter at Pure Sky Music. You'll find it.
Okay. Sounds good to me. You
okay.
know, because I would definitely love to see you guys in person.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No problem. We appreciate you a whole lot.
No problem. And like I said, I would get all that info from Rich Money because,
okay.
again, you know, hey, I like that first track, and I'm going to be listening to the rest of them.
Well, that ain't nothing yeah. much when you hear the second one.
Okay,
okay.
Like I said,
okay.
We bring it. Like I said, this is the Casanova, and we definitely bring an R&B bag.
And that's
love,
what I'm talking about. And I like I said, I definitely enjoyed it. So, you know, I'm going to hold on, and I'm going to listen to the rest of y'all guys' interview and everything. And I will get the information for Rich Money.
Okay. Well, this is
your
boy, Nelly.
You know, because like I said, I'm nowhere from Burlington or Philly.
Well, this
I would
is
prefer
boy,
coming
Nelly,
to Philly. Okay.
Melion, you were saying something. Lord Melion was saying something, I think it was, right?
What you say, Rich?
Melion was saying something?
Yeah, we were saying we love you, too.
Okay.
Thank you. much love. You guys keep up the good work. And like
okay.
I said, I hope to meet you guys real, real soon in person.
You will. The crown. Meet you. Too.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling. Now,
thank you.
Let me ask y'all, what was, now, I know you said, you know, that y'all said, you know, it was Todd from SWV, but what was y'all, who was the first one that found out and told the group, and what was your expression about it? Like, what was your feelings about it? What was it like? Because SWV is a big thing.
Okay, you bring it up a little bit there, bro.
Okay, you can hear me?
We hear you now. You go ahead.
Okay. I said, what was y'all feelings like when the first person who found out about SWV, Taj, came and told y'all that they wanted to manage y'all? What was the feeling? What was that like?
This is the Casanova, man. I mean, we were ecstatic, man. I mean, it was like to the point where it was... a dream come true, and we haven't even seen her yet, you know. So for her to even reach out to us and to hear our music and to be feeling us and to take us on as a project was just, I mean, that moment right there was surreal. So we took it with stride, man, and we felt like at that moment our lives was going to change, and it has ever since then.
Okay. I think, well, we have another caller for y'all. I'm going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Pure Sky. This is Pamela Brown.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? You don't remember me, huh? Hello, your friend.
Who is this?
It's Pamela Brown.
Yes.
Who
remember
is this?
We all was in Virginia. Y'all performed at Gloria's Showcase.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing?
Great. How y'all been?
We doing fine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we doing good.
You still
I know,
good?
I'm hearing a lot of big things.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, it's just a lot of the stuff in the works, you know what I mean? Definitely. We definitely going to open this thing up real wide.
Good, because y'all, you know what? I mean, like I told Gloria, I said, you know, Pure Sky is the next voice to men.
Oh, man.
You know, and I always said that about y'all. From day one,
really?
I told y'all. I was like, yes, yes. I always said that about y'all. I said, oh, my God, they are the next voice to men.
Oh, wow. That's good honest
y'all
right there.
Y'all got that sex appeal. You got the seduction going on. You got your message going out. So, you know, y'all doing your thing.
We appreciate
it. And I definitely support that.
Definitely. We appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like I said, we're trying to take that torch. I mean, if we're matched up with Boyz II Men at this particular time, we're trying to take whatever torch that they left and just take it on and keep it moving and build that movement on to bring R&B back to its original state and to let people know that, you know, that harmony and that singing and that sex appeal, like, you know, back in the day, my mom used to tell me about the temptations and the stylistics, and I've researched all of that stuff, and I mean, y'all women were definitely in love with that, so we're definitely trying to put that to the forefront today.
That's good. Definitely. Well, you couldn't have said it in better words.
Appreciate it. You know, appreciate it. You know, and that's why I say we're just working hard, you know what I mean? Continue to, you know, put our bodies in perspective, our minds in perspective, and to make that music, you know what I mean, convey a message to you so that way when you do leave, you know, our performance, it's a tasteful one, it's a memorable one, but it's also a message to the point where, though, like, hey, if you feel like you want to make another baby, go ahead, do that, baby.
I remember that type of music back in the days.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Nowadays, you know, they making love ballads, but they ain't making it to the point where you say, hey, listen, I think I need to go home and, you know what I mean, I need to call that special somebody up. And, you know, that's just what we want to do nowadays. You know what I mean?
That's great. And I believe y'all, too. I definitely believe y'all. You know, I just see a lot of success with y'all, you know, plain and simple.
Appreciate it.
Love y'all.
When
y'all coming out to New York?
Oh.
Whenever we get any invite.
Yeah. If we get we love New York. Like I say, we from Philly, so you know that's, you know, we the little brothers to New York. So if, you know, we get that invite and that, you know, that time presents itself and the two worlds meet, hey, let's do it.
Don't let me start working on that right now, okay?
as long as you start cooking, we on our way.
That sounds perfect. I'm going to start working on that then. So let your manager know, contact PB Music Management, because I am going to try to hook y'all up with something.
Okay, hey, yeah, definitely do that. Like I said, if you can put us in that world, hey, we'll definitely be there, and we definitely will make it a memorable situation, guaranteed.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Definitely. Well, I don't want to take up no more time. If anything, love y'all. Continue doing what y'all do best. Much success, and I definitely will be seeing y'all soon.
All right, thank you, babe. Appreciate it.
All right, then. Good night.
We have another caller for y'all. We're gonna bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, y'all?
Good. I'm a new fan. I'm listening and I'm driving. And I don't have a question. I just want to commend you guys on how humble you are and how it just seems like you're very motivated and you're determined. And being able to say, okay, you know what, there's not that many, you know, love songs out there that's like the baby making music like it was back in the day. I'm definitely a new fan.
We definitely appreciate you. Like I said, we're making these love songs for the ladies, so these men can get their mind right and go out like they used to do back in the day and buy the music for the women so they can go home and make love and everything to the women.
Now, I do have a question. Well, I thought of a question for you now, actually.
do you think
that by you making the music for the women that the men will actually pay attention? Like, are you going to give something for the men, too, that can teach them
To be totally honest with you, women run the world. Beyonce said it best
herself. That's right.
I mean, you know, they're you guys are forcing us to follow suit.
If you go to a show, we got to take it. If you want dinner, we need to cook it. If you want some shoes, we got to ask you for fashion. You know? So you guys are, you know, taking the lead. So if anything, you know, you guys, if you ladies would request more love records instead of all this, you know, racks on racks on racks, like, and it would probably, you know, it'd probably be more of a demand for, you know, for men like us to be able to come back in and, like, you know, to, like, you know, take over the world of music again, you know, because there used to be a time, so I hear, that love records was the hitch, you know what I'm saying? So.
That's right. Well, I'm definitely in the stand, and I just want to congratulate you guys in advance on your success. And I can tell you're definitely going to go far, and I can't wait till you guys come to New York so we can come and, you know, see you guys live in person.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's your name and where you from?
I'm Kim, and I'm from New York.
Are you from, what borough are you from?
I'm from Long Island.
You from Long Island? Well,
yeah.
Well, do me a favor. You go back there, right, and you tell all your girlfriends we on our way, baby.
Ah, okay. Okay, and I'll do that. I'll definitely do that.
Okay, yeah. Please do that. Please do that.
Okay, take care.
and we really appreciate you.
Yes.
Okay, so now, fellas, I want to get into another one of y'all singles, the next one, Looking for Love, featuring Waka Flocka. Now, how did y'all manage that one?
Well, you know, shots out to my boy Waka. He's doing big, big things. He's going to be on Love & Hip Hop, the new season, you know what I'm saying? And it just, you know, we came across a record that was, you know, undeniably hot, you know what I'm saying? And Walker came through. He laid his verse, and, you know, we kind of catered to him, and, you know, try to, you know, lay around him, and we wrote a record, man, and it came out to what it's going to be, Looking for Love, you know?
All right. So we're going to get into that right now, all right?
Okay, all right. Cool. Let's do that.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's another banger by Pure Sky featuring Waka Flocka, Looking for Love, here on GQ Pilots Radio, Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Pilots exclusive.
Yeah! Pure Sky.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah,
what's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source and L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. It's money. Let's do it.
The type of girl that I like can't get you out of my sight. Let's get to know ya. Since you came in my life, been throwing money all night, baby. Okay, now pass on. Shorty working her ass off. Moving at that ass off. You got me open. That's why I'm hoping that you will keep me tonight.
Ooh.
Shorty working her ass off, and ooh, baby, that ass off. You got me open.
and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me.
What up, peace world? This is your boy Miller Man 8. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, it was a collective effort. Pretty much, you know, like I said, we vibed off of Waka Flocka's verse, and you know, when we heard the track, we definitely went in. I mean, the words just came off the wall. I mean, like Michael Jackson said it best. He said, you know, you don't write songs; songs write themselves. And pretty much that's what it was at that particular night.
Now, this is the individual question for all y'all. What makes Pure Sky different from any other R&B group that's out there?
Well, I mean, what I think is, you know, it's your boy Crown. What makes us different is that us apart is we just don't sing. We're not just a bunch of singers trying to be celebrities. No, we're a group of entertainers want to start. You know what I mean? Nowadays, it's like, you know, people get into the game for the wrong reason. You know, money won't come. We'll be humble ourselves to be able to do what we love to do, period. This is something we love to do.
Yeah, I got to tag on again, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's your boy Melion, you know what I'm saying? Like, what we do is we entertain for the mass, period. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times, you know, cats be, you know, having their handout looking for a particular thing to happen because they think they can sing. No, this is the 9-to-5. This is when we wake up in the morning and we go to sleep at night, it's what we dream of. You know what I'm saying? That's what sets us apart the rest of the world. We're not just a bunch of singers. You know, we're a bunch of, you know, we're trying to be some legendary entertainers, period. This is the Casanova. I think what makes us different is the fact that, you know, we're all creating that individual style, but as a collective as well. You know, to bring back, to have that sex appeal, also to be able to really sing flat out. I mean, I don't really know a group that had that look, that swag, that charismatic attitude, and as well as the vocals behind it. You know what I mean? To make women say, you know, these guys got just about everything. But also, even our business is intact as well. So I think that's what sets us apart. And I'm not saying that other groups didn't have their stuff together. You know what I mean? Whatever they did is what they did. We respect all of that, and we pay homage, and we're very humble when it comes down to it. We just want to take whatever every group had, a piece of something in regards to their strength, and put it into us, and that's what makes up Pure Sky different.
Okay. I definitely hear you on that one. Go ahead. I thought somebody was going to say something.
No, this is a fantasy of the tag on and what everybody said, that, like, just Pure Sky is just different totally, man. Like, we just four individuals from four different hoods, and we came together. Like, it's like, man, the sound is just incredible, man. Like, It's just dope.
Wow. Well, you know, I want y'all to give us y'all information, but
you know, before y'all do that, I want to let y'all know, you know, y'all got GQ Palace full support. You know, we're going to put y'all in the magazine as well. You know, GQ Palace has a magazine. We're going to put y'all in that. We also do a CD, and we send it out to the tri-state area. We're going to put y'all tracks on that joint right there because it's definitely fire. So it's definitely going to make it happen.
Well, oh, man, we appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I appreciate y'all taking the time, you know, to come on because I know y'all doing big things, and it's definitely an honor having y'all on. Ain't no question about it.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna put it to you like this. I'm gonna give an on-air shout out to GT Management as well for showing us this love.
Yeah. You know, shout out Gloria.
That's right. Shout out to GT Management. Gloria Tally, we see you, baby. And I'm gonna give an on-air shout out to you know, Taj. You know, she's filming right now. You know, she's over in the Bahamas filming for the, you know, reality show. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I got one last name I wanna give a shout out to. Mr. Rich Money, all day, it's on his love.
Yeah.
From the running, you know what I'm saying? We on the ground floor right now, you know?
Y'all can also send me a drop. Y'all can send me a drop.
Oh, man, we got the drop for you. You got the drop for you.
Send me a drop, you know? I got the number. I'm going to send y'all a Gmail. I'm ready to send me that drop. You know?
Yeah, we'll definitely do that for you, man. No problem, man. Like I say, Pure Sky, we doing our thing, and you know, people, you know, loving our music and stuff like that. But we ever so humble, man, and we appreciate everything that you know, all the love that people have shown us, fans that know us, and that the newcomers that come on and show us love, and all the radio stations and internet that actually, you know, give us these interviews. We definitely take it in stride, man. We appreciate it. Very humble.
So appreciate you, Rich.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all. I know y'all doing big things. But you know what? Y'all, I want each one of y'all to give out y'all shout-out and, you know, give out the information, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram. Let them know everything.
At Pure Sky Music, you can just, you know, all you got to do is just type in at Pure Sky Music, P-U-R-E-S-K-Y-E Music, and that, and everything will come up, you know. And for my personal Instagram, is Casanova _ PS, if you know, wish to, you know,
check. Yeah, it's your boy, you know, Crown P. You can check me out at Official Crown P, you know what I'm saying? You know, otherwise, you can also look for us on Facebook under P-U-R-E-S-K-Y-E. You can find us on Twitter at Pure Sky Music, P-U-R-E-S-K-Y-E Music. You can also find us on MySpace. You can find us on Reverb Nation. You can find us everywhere. You can just go Google us. You can Google us. We got a .com as well, puresky.com. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's where I'm at with mine.
Yeah, it's your boy Melion Music. You can, you can hit me on, you know, Instagram, you know, M-E-L. I-O-N Music, M-E-L-I-O-N Music, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you know, you can find me on the Pure Sky stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, and the Fantasy is all on Pure Sky Music, you know, on Instagram. If you, ladies, if you want to go check him out.
Okay. Well, what I want y'all to know, we definitely going to be rotating y'all chat because we got 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts, so we definitely be rotating on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. It's definitely going to be happening. Ain't no question.
Well, we appreciate the love on it. Appreciate it, boss.
No doubt. I appreciate it. Y'all got any exclusives, you know, y'all want to send them in, let Gloria know and send them in, and we're definitely going to send them out. Ain't no question about it.
All day, man, all day.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm going to get on sending y'all, you know, the Gmail to send that drop in, but once again, it was definitely an honor having y'all on.
It was an honor and it was a pleasure, man. Make sure you send that email right over right now. We're going to send that drop as we speak.
All right. No doubt. I'm going to send it right now.
Okay.
Right. Pure Sky, Dons and Divas. They are definitely going to take it to the whole number level. Ain't no question about it. What we're going to do right now, we're going to get into some tunes because we got Anthony Quinn calling in from the major record label, Universal / Multi-Platinum Records. So we're just going to get into some. All right, y'all, that was Excuse me, I didn't even know I was on mute all that time. I'm up here talking and I'm on mute. And I didn't even know, but that was Pure Sky Dives and Divas. They definitely taking it to another level. You know, shout out to them. They doing big things. Next, we have Anthony Quinn calling in from Universal / Multi-Platinum Records. If he call in, it's all good. If he don't, it's all good, too. Because you know how I do. I'm going to sit back and sit my yacht and take it to the next level. You understand what I mean? Because it's hot out. It's feeling nice outside. Anyway, so stay right there. Don't move. We're going to get into some tunes real fast. And we'll be right back. If he's not here after these tunes, then hey, it is what it is. You know how Rich Money do it. I don't force nobody to do nothing they don't want to do. This is GQ Palette Radio. Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
For sure. You know how we do it.
And you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment
with Rich Money.
Alright, I'm fine. I'ma be alright. I'ma be okay.
GQ Palace Radio.
I'ma be
chance to rise above. Even when things get hard, you know in your heart, nothing's gonna keep you down, nothing's gonna turn you around, no. You gotta go to see the sunshine.
GQ Palace Radio.
I'ma be alright. I'ma be I'ma be alright. I'm alright. I'ma be alright. I'ma be okay.
I'll be alright.
No matter what people say, you can find a way. Trust me, nothing is hopeless.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
What up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
If you believe you can,
GQ
the records in the tuna bars and games just to get you in the mood.
GQ Power, Brady Power.
Tonight, baby, your every fantasy will come true. Cause anything you ask of me, I'll do. Don't you worry about a thing. My mission is to make you scream.
GQ Palace Radio.
Doing some grown up things, baby. Tonight we're gonna turn up the lights and we're gonna do things, grown things, you and me, all night. Doing them grown up things, babe. Tonight I hope you're in the mood for the mini positions that I'm about to put you in.
Hard to fly when your wings are broken. I guess it's hard to see God when
you are now
blind.
Tuned in to GQ Palace.
Still gotta look for that light though. Tell them, Nova.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away.
Poetically, I'm trapped in enigma. I'm at the kind of jail asking why you pulled the trigger. It must have been confusion from the blunts and the liquor. Seeing you in here only makes me get sicker. I'm mad, I'm pissed, I'm something like a bladder. Most my dogs slipped when I started up the ladder. We were close friends, but you never helped my struggle. It was mostly criticizing, pointing out my trouble.
You are now tuned in to
GQ Palace. But in my heart, I couldn't really say you can. That's like the women came around trying to get paid. But in the end, every single one felt played. No PS3, Nintendo, we are Xbox. That's so ironic, cause the game don't stop. I can remember every girl that I slept with. But I wish I could forget that.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation.
Go on. My brother's been praying that he just holds on. My mom's been praying that my brother comes home. The streets ain't really what you wanna call home. It's like times get hard. The harder we grow, we growing hard. So what else do we know? It's a hard night life and I had to live it twice. So many mistakes, but God still treats me nice. I'm wondering and pondering, thinking and blinking. Keep a sober mind. Far from drinking, I gotta do it, crabs in the pot. They tryna pull me down cause the water is hot. The water is scorching, the water is scorching. These crabs are deceitful cause they know what's approaching. Step around the corner, please pull me out of terror. I'm only 23 but I know the ball bearer.
GQ Palace,
right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Oh, Lord, so that I may fly. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the real salvation.
Waking up in the morning, I got a sad surprise. I lost my closest homie to a game of homicide. We in the city where you see the skinny dudes die. It's important that we pray just to keep by. I'm at a funeral, his mom is crying on my shoulder. They had my blood flowing slower, now my heart's colder. So I invested in some heat in case I have to teach. Then I heard, grab your Bible, keep that in your reach. Lord, pardon my mistakes, I had to play my hand. No spades, hearts of diamonds, such a tragic hand. So I went to the clubs, looking for some love. Never realized all the while this God that I trust. God is good, man, I promise you can make it through. Bow down, confess Christ, is what you have to do. It's nothing to it, speak your heart, shouldn't feel shook. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the hook.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction.
Keep your path,
I'm searching for the road of salvation.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. Let me show y'all everything that's going down tonight. Okay, okay. Now we're about to take this to a whole nother level. This is what's going on. Okay, I just spoke to Anthony Quinn as the music was playing. I am on the other line, and this is what's going down. We definitely get into some real big things. You got Anthony Quinn, he's the CEO of Universal/Multi-Platinum Records. He's going to come on next weekend. So we're not going to interview him this week. He's going to come on next weekend. And we're going to have on City Boy Street, who did something with Rick Ross, Gucci Mane. He's doing stuff with the Future and everything. And then we're also going to have on an author that's dealing with Anthony Quinn. But we definitely going to fill y'all in on that. So what we're going to do right now, you know, since Anthony Quinn is going to come on next weekend, it's going to be a two-hour special episode with Anthony Quinn from the major label, Universal/Multi-Platinum Records. 2-hour special, so make sure y'all tune in for that. But I'm just going to play 3 more songs, and then we're just going to call it a night, because Rich Money is feeling real nice right now. All right? So we're going to get into Can I Get Away by Poetic Lace, Remember You Well by Jay Lyrics, Scotland by Hero featuring Aries Marquise, and The Joneses by Jess Patrick, and we're going to call it a night. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Don't forget, check out Prayer Sky. They're doing big things. Excuse me. And next weekend, it's going to be fire. Also, I didn't mention, if y'all didn't hear last week's episode, that was with my man Rob Bass. He's doing big things. Make sure y'all check that out on blogtalkradio.com/GQPalace, G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check that out. But we're going to get into these last 4 songs, and we're just going to call it a night. But make sure you tune in next week with Anthony Quinn, because we got some big things going down for y'all. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio. Don't forget, we got 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts, over 65,000 listeners worldwide. We're taking it to a whole another level. I also want to give a shout-out for my son, Isaiah. His birthday will be May 8th. So the next episode, you know, be on the 9th. Well, hopefully it'll be on the 9th, because I know we got plans to do something that'll be on the 9th. Well, happy birthday to my son, Isaiah. We wish you a happy birthday and love you. This is your host, this is GQ Cops Radio. Love and
attention. It's butter, baby!
For sure.
What's good, what's good? Black Silk, $2 Tuesday franchise. Don't forget, we moving to that spot over on Fordham Road, Club Extreme, The Rewind, A Taboo. And if you was in that episode, you know what it is. Don't forget, this year, my retirement, stage 48, is going down. I got major celebrities on belt. That's Checkmate, for all of you that don't know. I'm chilling with my man, Rich Money, GQ Palace, each and every Friday. I know what it is. Let's go.
My love is place where it's you and me, where my love is set us free.
No place for man.
contemplating. Would it be unthinkable if we start relating? I mean desolating when we're conversating. Remember our first kiss? It was exhilarating. Look how things have changed. The distance between us has a greater range. We don't talk no more. We don't chill no more. I gotta tell you that you're the girl I most adore. I saw me dying on the floor. I've been trying to fill your void by sleeping with these whores. Yeah, misery has been my company. I'm just praying to God he brings you back to me.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me? Where my love is set us free?
No place where man and wife can be.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me? Where my love is set us free?
Baby, I'm trying to figure out a way where I can bring you closer without any delay. It's so hard in these crooked days to meet someone who can easily say,
I'm in love, it's in the end of time. Glad it's you and now let's make it right.
Let's grow closer to the Lord, forget the sin. Now that's how we win. See, love is effort, so of course I will let you work. You wanna dress alike, go ahead and pick the matching shirts. I'm just saying, when the Lord put you in my life, it was love at first sight, I knew I met my wife.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me? Where my love is set us free?
A place where man and wife can be.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me? Where my love is set us free?
This is Alicia, and on Fridays I listen to Rich Money, CQ Palace Radio,
speaking love and I have his greatest attraction. Let's just make a thriller, lights, camera, action. Where God is producer, Jesus is director, the Holy Ghost is the theme. Are you listening? Every king needs a queen. The grass isn't always greener on the other scene. You're my queen after God, you're my everything. So let's do this right, I want you in my life. I would climb any mountain if you scream, reaching for you like the stars in a dream. Let it be known from first sight to last sight, in my heart I will always hold you tight.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me? Where my love is set us free?
No place where man and wife can be.
Can we go to a place where it's you and me? Where my love is set us free?
Good girl at heart, I remember you well, I remember you well. In a game, me and Strick, when they make a man of a weight, when they go a step on a scale, but back to it, met her at my man party, told myself, had to get your stairs, exchanging a few words back and forth, but she dug my stare, but she dug it well, well, asked for her phone number, and really cared for the fast or not, thinking of a one night thing, one night fling, I ain't really cared for the last or not, huh, cause she got a boyfriend that's locked, been away for a while, enough for robbery, she told me it's cool, he ain't coming home no time soon, that's fine with me,
just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once.
I done got deep with her. We're living getting heat with her. We know it's wrong, it's far from right, but I ain't thinking about leaving her. Catch your feelings cause I sleep with her. Mom's calling, she ain't meeting her. It's bad enough, she got a man that's cut. Let alone we sneaking, bruh. Threatening my homies like, I ain't going to a home at night. No, I'm good, but she gotta hold on me. And I can't be alone at night. Make no sense to keep this gone, but for some reason we don't wanna give it up. We live in danger, but she try and hang it up, cause we only live once.
Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once. We only live once, baby, we only live once,
baby, we only live once, you ain't going nowhere.
My flight, the morning comes. If a girl get a knock at the door, she open it slowly. It's a man and he out on parole. She whispers, go out the window. Next thing I hop back to the fence. I called just to check, but her phone disconnected, and I ain't never hear from her since. Nah, I ain't never hear from her since. Had to ride out, did he find out? Wouldn't know, cause I ain't never hear from her since.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace.
Growing up in North Baton Rouge, young and smooth, but I had my ways. Listening to old school tunes on those rainy days, playing Super Mario. Just the past time I remember when me and Reese used to ride our bikes by Little Zion. Dad and Mom used to get a fat track burger to eat. Living on the dead end of Memphis Street. Pump bed rocking in apartment 3. On the other side is where CC and Jordan used to be. Chilling was on the memo, fun was just the intro. Hanging out with my cousins, kicking ass on Nintendo. Running around outside, playing hide and seek. Go rolling through the park, even playing ball over at Antique. It's funny, I can just smile up on those things in the past. Positive vibes made everything move so fast. Bad times were heavy, that was something I really hated. But looking at how far I came, I appreciate it.
The place in which I came from, old Coppin' Hill. My hometown, I'm not ashamed of.
And after like homecoming, you can smell the barbecue. Everybody posted up on the yard, hanging out at SU. Southern University has the best parades. Tailgating with your people, the normal escapades. Swag champs on boy, yeah, you know we running. Second home to go, oh yeah, we steady gunning. Summertime, I enjoy, keep it low key and chill. Since it's hot outside, I need a snowball from the field. After that, I'm hitting up S&Y for some turkey wings and thighs. Elma Avenue was where I reside. Went to school at Progress Elementary. That's like ancient history. I remember Mrs. Burke and Mr. Lee. I played basketball for the Little Jags. Undefeated season at the age 11, not bad. But whoever knew I would be in the zone. Whoever knew I'd be the strong microphone like that.
I came from
you are now tuned in. You are now the power.
I'm not ashamed.
This is
the place where it all begins.
I'll
begin to forever be a part of my history.
Keep
your power. I will always love.
Go and put your hands up. Now if you're from Scott,
Fulton Square, put your hands up. Bankstown and the Acres, put your hands up. Now if you're from Scottonville, put your hands up. Can you dig it? Now keep my demeanor smoother than the babies that you haven't seen. Nothing cleaner. Everybody got the music from Boone. Can't forget about Vince. Liquor schools all good. We every groovy crest work middle. I was a part of the school. That was my awakening. I started living by my own rules. A youngin' surrounded by confusion and doubt. At the time, the world was something I had to figure out. But that's another story. You will learn about my glory, my trials and tribulations, my hopes and my worries. Yeah. Coming from Scotland, and I'm about to handle biz. When we step up in the party, you know what time it is.
Is this the place in which I came from? Oh, Scotland Fields.
As I'm thinking back to the good times and the bad, I see it brought us to where we're at, which is what makes me so glad that we grew up where we did, with our family and past friends. No matter where I go or been, I rep the villain till the end.
I've been with you, I bet you can't remember. And when was the last time I